important to think about as we started this process, that the Chamber of Commerce started the process, but we really view this as a community plan. This is not a Chamber of Commerce plan. Through the Advantage Manhattan program, we were able to raise funds. We got matching funds from Riley County, Pottawatomie County, and the City of Manhattan. But the bulk of the money is being invested by the Chamber, Advantage Manhattan. And there are parts of this that we will be responsible for. But this is a community plan, and I think Vernon and Dennis and Linda all have stepped up. They're not on the Chamber board or part of that hierarchy. They're doing it as community leaders, and that's what we wanted, was a community-led plan.
And I know, too, that a lot of times there's a lot of talk, a lot of study, but implementation is, of course, the key. And I, by the way, I do want to remind listeners, if they have questions or comments, as always, we welcome those, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350-KMAN. But Dennis, you know, how, when it comes to implementation, what exactly is planned that way?
Obviously, the next stage that we're in is how to assign these various things to groups, and so we have responsibility that we can carry forth all this effort into actually transferred into action. And we're excited about that. That's going to be our next meeting, is how to look at that, next couple of meetings, actually, is how to look at implementing and put responsibility to each one of these strategies.
And maybe more specifically, Vern, when Dennis is mentioning groups and assigning responsibilities, more specifically, what types of groups are we talking about? And
well, I can drill down very personal with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. We just had a meeting last week with our Strategic Initiatives Committee, and I shared with them some of the discussions that we've had that have been on the table for the Greater Manhattan Project, but certainly we'll share the results of the project, the committee work, with that committee and the rest of our committees. And as we look at funds, dispersing funds throughout the community in a philanthropic way, how can we mesh that with the goals of the city and the business leaders in town, so that we can make Manhattan the place that we all want it to be?
And Jim, as you so aptly described, this isn't just a Chamber of Commerce project. This is community-wide. So if you want to elaborate a bit more on all the different groups in the community who will be involved, and specifically, you know, back to your timeline, what's coming up next, and maybe an idea when some of this will actually happen.
You bet. Mid-January, we'll have our public reveal of the plan. And at that point, the thing that we want to stress is that if this plan just sits on a shelf and doesn't get implemented, it's been worthless. We all wasted our time. We've wasted a fair amount of money, so that we need to take this a step forward. So later in the month, on the parts of it where the Chamber of Commerce is going to be most active, we're going to be at our retreat, where we will be recruiting people to serve on committees or target groups to implement parts of that. But parts of this is going to go to the community, the Community Foundation. There's likely to be a segment on housing, and we're going to need to decide who's going to head up that housing component. Different things that it's going to really involve the entire community.
The university would be a key part of that, too.
Absolutely.
As we look at it, because there's several areas that the university will be directly involved with, and we want to work with them.
We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take the call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please. And appreciate the call. And we might explain, I mean, when we're talking about the Greater Manhattan Project, when we're talking about homeless people and, you know, some of those needs, I don't know if that comes up or not in some of those study results, but Dennis or Vern, either one?
Well, I think without any question, we are all concerned about these areas in our community. And it does come down to jobs and opportunities that we can take somebody off the street and make them employed. We talk about transportation, which is a key thing. Housing, Jim has already mentioned the housing element of this. You know, when you look at all those, it's not one single answer. It's a variety of answers to solve these kind of problems, and we certainly are concerned of giving a variety of jobs that all different levels of opportunity, housing and transportation, all key things to helping this particular issue that this gentleman is talking about.
And, of course, Vern, I know with the Community Foundation, you see firsthand a lot of these needs in the community, too.
Absolutely, and not only through the Community Foundation, but I've taken it on as a personal calling to get involved in a few, and proud to say that just recently, after getting some income for an individual, that he's in a situation where he is in housing now, and I did get a call from a gentleman that was one of our guardians that had saw somebody on Sarber Road that appeared to be homeless, and he shared that information with me so that we was able to reach out and do some things. And, you know, it's not all success stories, I feel like in all of this, if you don't walk the talk, you don't lead the charge, you know, you don't have much credibility. And so I've tried to do that in many ways. And there's several individuals that I'm working with personally. So,
and I noticed you mentioned the Guardians. I'm a fairly new member of the Fairy Godmothers. I know they're having their lingerie luncheon next week to try to help out some of the ladies out there too.
Yeah, so and I just, won't be at that. So.
You won't be at that one. Okay. Well, Thank you, Vern. Go to break, Jim, anything else you're wanting to add when we're looking at some of these different things, and we'll come back and obviously explore in more detail. But go ahead, Jim. Anything?
You bet. I think as we look at how we structured the steering committee. Vern was representing the not-for-profits, and we have other not-for-profits on the steering committee. Dennis, mainly the business community, but Linda also the municipal. But we also had K-State people. We really tried to make this a community effort because it does take all of us to work on these problems. Not any one of us can solve these.
Very good. Well, again, we have with us today Dennis Mullen and Vern Hendricks are two of the three chairs. Linda Moore's not able to be with us today as mayor. She has other responsibilities. Jim Gordon, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Board Chair, will take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion about the Greater Manhattan Project. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments.